Hello, Huber Heights. This is Superintendent Basora. On this Mario Minute, I'll address some solutions to the enrollment challenges facing Huber Heights City Schools. On the last Mario Minute, I noted several issues. There's no space in the current buildings for additional classrooms, enrollment has been on the rise, and three of the five elementary schools have more than 650 students. During our December Board of Education meeting, I presented some action steps the district can take. The first step is to meet with the City of Huber Heights, learn about the future home developments and their impact on our schools. The next step is to determine what changes need to be made to reduce overcrowding. Finally, we can present our solutions to the Board of Education to consider in early 2020. Thanks for listening, and this has been the Mario Minute. Happy holidays, and have a great winter break.
The Warrior Path Podcast.
The math night was great at that because the parents were able to learn about the different activities and strategies that they can use at home.
Bringing you the latest news and events in Huber Heights City Schools.
So I want to show students that they can take something that they love and that they have a passion for and help other people with it.
The opportunities I had, the different roles that I was able to do, so I could be in one place and have opportunities that challenged me professionally. Huber Heights is my passion.
Hosted by Zach Frink. Hey listeners, this is Zach Frink with a quick word. The Warrior Path Podcast has more than 1,000 listens. Thank you for your continued support and listenership. We are beyond ecstatic and extremely grateful that we have passed this milestone. And don't worry, we will continue to bring you the latest news and events happening in Huber Heights City Schools. Let's continue with the show. Giving back is a theme of this episode of the Warrior Path Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Frink, and I'm joined by Cheryl McElroy and Lindsay Ryan. These two ladies help organize and run the City Bags program, and we will discuss the program further. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. So let's discuss the beginning of the City Bags program. So what's the beginning? How did this all start?
This is Cheryl. About 3 years ago, the principal and counselor at Rushmore came to me asking if I had any connections with any churches because they wanted to start a program up. I did not. But we started something within the school, collecting items. A few months later, I met Pastor Doug at school. He was working as a substitute teacher. I told him about our vision, and he said, "We got you." And it started about 3 years ago.
Oh, wow. Very timely. So it's good to see it's still going on. So what happens on a weekly basis with the City Bags program?
This is Lindsay. Every week, we fill anywhere between 100 and 115 bags that go out within Charles Huber, Valley Forge, Rushmore, Wright Brothers, and sometimes the middle school.
And what do you fill these bags with?
We have ravioli, a couple snack items, fruit, a couple packages of ramen noodles, box of macaroni and cheese, and two breakfast items for the kids to kind of get through the weekend.
And what about supplies? How do you get supplies that you need for the week?
Right now, we do a lot of fundraising and collection on Sundays for the items that we use in the bags. Currently, we have a fundraiser going on with Get Air. It is going through the end of December. There is a giving tree in their lobby. If you pull a tag off of it, take it to the store, bring back the items that are on the tag with the tag, and Get Air will give you buy 1 hour, get one free for jumping. Again, this is good through the end of the year, and the giving tree is there in their lobby.
Mm-hmm. And just to confirm, that's with Get Air in Huber Heights?
Yes, Get Air in Huber Heights.
Oh, very cool. Well, yeah, thanks for providing info about that. How many volunteers are with the City Bag program?
This is Cheryl again. Currently, there's about 10 volunteers. It's run mostly by Lindsay and myself and our husbands, and then we have some other people helping.
And how many students receive these bags each week?
This is Lindsay. It varies sometimes from week to week. Sometimes it's 100 kids, sometimes it's 115. Just depends on if anyone was absent the week before or not.
And more specifically for you two, so why are you involved with this program? Or what makes you want to get involved?
Lindsay and I both have subbed in the district, and we've seen a definite need of students who are hungry, who might only get a full meal at school for breakfast and lunch. So I think that's kind of one big reason for us.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons I started getting involved with this is I was subbing through the district, and if you're in the schools, you're in the classrooms, you can see the need, and a lot of people don't realize that the need is there. That's why we do what we do.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And so what's next for City Bags in the future?
So I think for us, the program just kind of keeps growing every year. We've had an influx of students this year, probably some from the tornadoes and people being relocated into different areas. I think just being able to sustain the program as it grows within the district right now is our short-term goal.
And how can others get involved with the program?
We have a Facebook page, City Bag Information. They can message us there.
Hopefully, in the beginning of 2020, we will have a link to a website and like other ways to directly contact us to get involved with the program as well.
Yeah, we'll definitely link up to that Facebook page in the show notes as well, and we'll definitely keep tabs of the program to see how it evolves over time. But I want to thank you ladies for coming on and describing the program a little bit for us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yep, and that'll conclude this episode. So be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at HHCS District. And sign up for the Warrior Weekly newsletter in the show notes. We'll see you next time.